You know, when we think of someone who has some loss of sense, such as, you know, being deaf or unable to speak or unable to speak well or being blind, I don't know if we often really think of them as being closed, but in a way they are. They're closed to that particular sensation. They can't experience hearing. They can't experience sight. They don't have the ability to maybe communicate as well as they can. There is a sense that they are closed, that something is blocking them from receiving that sense or having that ability. And so it's very appropriate that our Lord would use that phrase, be opened. He would say, he would tell this person, be open. Be open to sound. Be open to being able to hear what is going on around you. Be open to being able to speak clearly so that you can communicate clearly. But there's a deeper sense that our Lord calls us to be opened. Not just to having our full senses, our full, you know, our sight and speech and everything. But it's a spiritual openness. It goes much deeper than just our senses, but it's a spiritual closing off. Our hearts being closed to God, to the message of our Lord, to his word that he gives us. And there are many, I think, in our world today who are that very much describes them, that they are closed to hearing God, that they have spiritual deafness, that they don't know how to talk about him, they don't know how to speak to him, and so their hearts are closed. Their hearts are not open to hearing what God has to say. And to us, who we all have some aspect of this in our lives as well, we all have some ways that we are closed to God. And to us, our Lord is saying, be opened. Be opened. Open your hearts to God. Open your hearts to hear God's word. Now, I spoke about this in great depth last week, but this word of God that is opened to us, that came to us as a man, our Lord Jesus Christ, incarnate word of God, given to us through his teachings, given to us especially through the scriptures, and passed down from generation to generation through the church. Being open to that, hearing that word. But not just being open to the scriptures, but also being open to God's work within our lives. That work of the Holy Spirit that we received at baptism, and again at confirmation, was confirmed at confirmation. Being open to the work of that Holy Spirit in our lives who works through us to draw us closer to our Lord, closer to God, that we might enter into that relationship with him. But this Holy Spirit also gives us the grace that we need to be the light to the world. So it's being open to the grace that God gives us so that we can then share that in the world, that we can be the light of Christ in the world, that light of Christ shining through us, that openness for that to happen. And of course, allowing that grace to change us. And this is where I think we are, the vast majority of us are closed to this idea that we need to be changed by God's grace. That we have elements in our lives that we need to have washed out of us, removed from us, allowed to go away. And one sign that people might not be open to God is what I've heard called, and I really agree with this, the seven deadly words in the church. These are seven words that if these are said in a community, there's a problem in that community. We have always done it that way. If people are saying that and seriously meaning it, that is a sign of lack of openness in a community, in a parish. Yes, we have the traditions of the church that we hold on to, but they have been passed down from generation to generation to generation to draw us closer to our Lord. We have always done it that way is the phrase of saying, I like the way we do things here and I don't want to change it, whether or not the change could actually draw us closer to God or not. There's no openness to seeing how we can improve our community, how we can draw closer as a community, how we can draw closer to our Lord as a community when that phrase is used on a regular basis. And it's a lack of openness to doing things God's way instead of my way. But that's not the only openness we need to have. We need to be open to the salvation that our Lord promises us. That salvation that our Lord brings to us, that salvation that was talked about in the first reading. Here is your God. He comes with vindication. With divine recompense, he comes to save you. When we have an openness to the salvation that our Lord promises us, that salvation becomes more important to us than the things of the world. The things of the world become secondary. Salvation becomes primary. It becomes first in our lives. That we are seeking salvation for ourselves and salvation for others, which is another way we need to be more open. We need to be open to the needs and cares of others above ourselves. Putting others before us, having openness to their needs, sometimes even before our own needs, making sure their needs are met first before ours are met. And this is a very difficult one because that means we have to give of ourselves. And of course, what is the excuse whenever, someone is asked, to help out, to put themselves after someone else, the needs of someone else? Oh, I'm too busy. I'm too busy. I got too much going on. I'm busy at work, or I'm busy doing this, I'm busy doing that. And everybody's too busy. We see this with a lot of the service organizations. We look at Knights of Columbus or, women's groups within the parish. We look at secular organizations like Kiwanis, things like that, that they're service organizations. They exist to serve the community. And everybody's too busy to be involved in them. So these organizations are shrinking. The average age of members who are active is getting older. There's not as many people to do the service, and some of the people that are available to the service are starting to get to the point where they can't due to age or health. These service organizations are suffering because of that. And then the needs that these service organizations were founded to respond to are going unmet. That need is not being taken care of by these organizations because there aren't the people to do it. And so if we are open to the needs and cares of our neighbor, we are going to be willing to sacrifice some of our time, maybe sacrifice things we want to do so that we can serve them through these organizations such as the parish and Knights of Columbus and so on. But also being open to the cares of others means not judging them unjustly. Again, and this is something that we do so casually. We don't look at others as equals. Sometimes we look at them as better than us. St. James talks about, the person who shows up in fine clothes getting the seat of honor versus the person who comes in rags getting I'll go stand in the back somewhere. Treated poorly. Now, we might not do that here, but we definitely do it as a culture, as a country. Who are the examples we look up to in our country? Who are the ones that we look for, we expect to hear what we need to know? They're the celebrities. They're the people who have wealth. They're the sports players. They're the actors. They're the, the musicians. And of course, they're more than happy to tell you what they believe politically. Just ask them. They'll be glad to tell you. But we put them up on a pedestal. This is who you should be like. Be like Mike. Remember that? That's an old slogan. Be like Michael Jordan. I'm kind of showing when I was in high school, but be like them. And then those who are poor, we look down on them. The homeless, those who have just barely enough to survive. We look down on them. We should be treating others equally. And that's not just in financial issues and people who have material wealth or don't. We have so much problem in our country today with issues of racism. Do we treat people who might have a different skin color, who might come from a different culture, who might come from a different country? Do we treat them differently or do we treat them equally? This isn't to say that there aren't issues in these areas within our country that we need to call out. There are very much issues of racism in our country today that are actually more racist than the racism they pretend to stop. But when we're talking one-on-one with someone, We need to treat them equally regardless of where they're from, regardless of their ethnic background. You know, same thing with sexism and so on. Are we treating everyone as equals? Or are we looking at someone as higher than us or lower than us based on whatever reason? We're unjustly judging them. We must treat them as equals. We must serve them as equals. This is the message of the gospel. This has been the message of the gospel for 2,000 years. Be open to God and his salvation. Love God above all things. And be open to the needs and cares of your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. This is the constant message of our Lord. And this is what we need. The problem is, none of this happens with a closed heart. So first and foremost, we need to ask our Lord to open our hearts to him, to following his will, to follow his commandments, to follow what he wants for us, so that we may be open to our neighbor, we may be open to him, and we may hear that call from our Lord to be opened to him.